This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, beautiful human. Thanks for letting us into your ears today. We are about to catch up with Shawn Mendes. He has a brand new song out. It's called Summer of Love. It's produced by Tiny. We're going to get into the inspiration, what he's been up to, his life with Camila, and a whole lot more. But please share this podcast with those you care about. Hit subscribe and know that today's conversation is sponsored by Total Wireless. Do amazing. Hello, beautiful human.
Hey.
My name is Zach. That's Dan.
Yo.
And
What's
that's
up, Zach and Dan.
Shawn Mendes.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
You look good.
Thanks, man. I feel good. I'm in New York. I got this crazy striped shirt on. Trying to be fun, trying to just have fun and enjoy right now, you know?
Why? I mean, obviously, you want to enjoy all moments, as many moments in life, but why is this moment different than ones in the past? Obviously, we're in a release week footing, but Is it different?
I think so. I think it's like coming out of a time where I felt like music and like live connection has obviously been really suppressed. And I feel like musically wanting to just do something that washes over you and creates a feeling of, it almost has a sense of nostalgia, and it has a sense of like passion and excitement and love. And it feels just like a kind of like, hey, like, don't forget about this feeling that can kind of happen. And for me, like, a lot of right now is really just kind of remembering how amazing this career is. And like, even like just remembering how amazing fan interaction is, like getting pumped to take selfies on the street again. It's like, it's a good vibe.
There's growth between your last body of work and Summer of Love. Like, it sounds like you've grown as a human being, maybe not musically. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a different sound, but like,
yeah. Honestly, it's lighthearted. Like, I didn't like, Wonder was deeply thought about, deeply. It had a deep intention. This song was following a moment, a feeling, and a feeling in the heart. And I think like both are as important as each other, you know?
A feeling in the heart. I mean, so does this song come after you have a realization? Does it come because you feel like you need to put out a song?
This song kind of just came like because I was thinking about the kind of couple months I got to spend in the pandemic with Camila. And when time stopped, we were just almost still and kind of reverted back to, felt like, I say in the song, feels like when we were 18 again, and we were just like biking around, and like the days were long, and you could just like hear the cicadas, and like it was just like very reminiscent of being a teenager, you know, and it went in a really amazing way.
You call it a delicate daydream. That makes sense to a certain degree, because it's delicate, yeah, because it could break easy and it can go away at any second.
It was totally that. It was like a bubble of us, and it could have been popped at any second by any type of like work or intrusion, but it just didn't. And it lasted a month or two. And it's a weird thing, because it was such an uncomfortable, awkward, like terrifying time. But at the same time, the silver lining was we got to spend this really still time together, you know?
I mean, obviously both of you are releasing things, you know, she's working, yeah, you're working. But you've always maintained this really incredible professional separation while being able to maintain this beautiful relationship that clearly, yeah. I mean, dude, you've learned a lot over the summer. Yes. About life and love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And I think, like, for us, we were both doing this before we started dating. So this is just like, as usual. And the dating part is the new kind of injection into our lives. And that part isn't so public. So this is just like, we're used to it. And it's even better now because I get to be a part of her process and learn from her. And hopefully she gets to learn something from me and be a part of my process. And I feel like I get to like watch her create Don't Go Yet and watch her create this album that she's been working on. And like, it's just been an amazing process. And she's just like crazy talented. That's just the truth.
But a really different seat for you to take. An artist watching another artist make a body of work. I mean, that's new.
Totally. And it's rare too. Like, you don't get to really be around an artist making their album 24/7. It's a really special thing. I'm usually the artist making the album, not being able to see what it's like when someone else is doing it, you know. It's like it's a crazy roller coaster. Like, it's up and down, and I don't like it. I do like it. This sucks. This is amazing. This is not artistic. This is artistic. It's like, we're pretty crazy.
Do you think watching her make her album and kind of her background, do you think that kind of bled into your music and in Summer of Love and Where You're Going?
Absolutely. I mean, not even watching, but just like living in Miami and like being a part of more of a Latin culture and consuming Latin music, and just like, you go to a coffee shop in Miami and reggaeton music is playing and you're hearing a song produced by Tainy, and like it's all part of the kind of the thing. So I felt so inspired to just like be in that world that I've been living in, you know.
Are you learning Spanish?
By the way, it's not Tainy, it's Tiny. I mispronounced his name. Am I learning Spanish? Yeah, I am. I think I can probably get by in some small ways, because I was just in Spain filming a music video and I was actually able to really kind of communicate. It was really cool. Don't challenge me now though, because I won't have nothing to say.
No, don't worry. But it is kind of cool and a little bit freeing when you go to a foreign country and you're able to communicate locally.
It's a crazy feeling. It's like all of a sudden you just broke through a dimension wall that you didn't know existed. It's really weird.
Is this kicking off a new album for you, or is this just a kind of siloed out piece of art that you're just putting out there?
It's just a piece of art for now. You know, it might kind of grow into something else, but it's really just a song that I hope everyone likes, you know, and it's just a moment to feel excited. You know, the thing is like, art is so amazing because it can stand for as little or as much as you want it to, really. And I think everything really serves a purpose. And for me, Wonder was cathartic, and it was like really about diving deep into myself. And right now this is about enjoyment and really harnessing a feeling. And it all kind of is different every time, you know?
Would you say the Wonder era is pretty much over after this release?
I mean, the Wonder era is never over if you come on tour, because it just starts right back up again. But I mean, I don't think it just depends on who you ask, you know. For me, it's a constant merge of all the eras. I still hold Stitches in my back pocket like it's a part of me, you know.
Because it is.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, every song you've put out is a part of you in some way. So
100%.
Are you touring? Are you thinking about it? Obviously.
Yeah.
Dreaming about it, but planning concretely for it or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think if everything keeps going upwards, and things open up more and more and more people are safely getting vaccinated and whatever happens, like, we'll be able to just play shows again. And I think that's going to happen a lot sooner than people are expecting, you know?
I hope so. I miss live music.
Me too, man.
By the way, I feel like fashion over the last few months, maybe last year, has taken a different role in the way you create. Yes? Like, it means something different to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've just like taken a moment of like being a little bit more expressive and just like youthful and not really overthinking it too much. I think I held myself into an identity for a really long time, and I'm realizing that identity is a kind of a box sometimes if you're not careful.
Interesting. I mean,
yeah.
Is fashion connected to the music you make? Is it obviously it's connected to who you are?
I think it's deeply connected to how you feel, and it's deeply connected to what you do and how you do it. So yeah, if you're dressing a certain way and that gives you some sort of different type of confidence for the day, then absolutely. Because the song is going to come out completely different than if you just kind of kept your track pants and t-shirt on.
Do you feel more confident today than you've ever felt before?
No, I mean, absolutely not. I think that that's a constant battle. Definitely not.
I mean, confidence tied to like the way somebody looks. It's true. It's attached to your appearance. Like you kind of wear it, you know, but it does shift. Yeah. It's a pendulum, man. Like,
I mean, it's a pendulum, dude. I mean, it's confidence is very fragile. It gets destroyed by one little thing and it takes like thousands of good things to build it up.
Do you need confidence to make art, or would you rather be vulnerable? But is there confidence in vulnerability?
I think they are the same thing. I think being vulnerable is being confident, you know? And I think that you need a certain amount of confidence to believe in yourself, not as much make art. I think it takes a lot of courage to believe in the fact that you're capable of doing something that other people might like. And it's really important to like take that chance on yourself, because there's a lot of people in the world. Chances are a few of them are going to like it, you know? And at the end of the day, like, it's just incredibly soulfully healing when you make art and you take that chance to kind of, you know, go there.
I'm going to take art as being defined to most of what you do, including like, dude, your Instagram aesthetic is really chef's kiss. there is art to the outfits and the shoots.
Yeah. There definitely is. And like, people are really good at it. I'm just trying to learn from other people, but I mean, it's cool because social media has become its own culture and world and language, and everything is very complex and deep on it. And so it's fun to like dig in, learn about it.
It takes confidence though to post some of those photos. I mean, is there strategy behind your beach water photo striped bathing suit look?
There's nothing strategized about it. It's just a thirsty Instagram photo. It's pretty black and it's pretty clear what it is. I mean, I could have just posted this is a thirst trap if I wanted to, but I thought that was pretty obvious.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It gets people talking though, you know, it does.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, it's like, it totally does. And it creates just like a world. But the truth is that is not the real world. It's just the highlight. It's absolutely the highlight reel. It's the best photos we can take that day. And they get like, we're editing the coloring of slightly to make it a little more vibrant. It's like, nobody's living inside of that moment, you know?
How many photos did you take the perfect one? Because you got 6 million likes, so I think it worked.
Six million photos.
I have to give a lot of credit to a girl who works on my team. Her name's Sylvie, and she is just kind of just on top of her iPhone photography, and she just catches me in a lot of moments that feel really natural. So I luckily don't worry about it too much because she's really on it.
By the way, I feel like I've heard of Sylvie, as she is also from New Jersey, and I'm from New Jersey.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's the best.
She's we're proud to have her there. I speak on behalf of New Jersey. I don't know if you know the entire state. Your tattoos, are they obviously like they have meaning in your life? Have you gotten any recently?
I've gotten, this is a bit weird of a tattoo. It's just even weirder coming from me, but it says good boy. Oh. and it's really just like a couple of my friends, like we do a lot of art together, and just like the kind of just like a little inside joke we have. So that was one. And I got my sister's name tattooed right here.
Oh, sick.
Which is really nice. Aaliyah Maria is, her, Maria is my grandmother's name and her middle name.
That's a beautiful
but
name.
Yeah, those are my latest ones, I think.
So connected to family and friends.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. I think that's like more now than I feel like ever, to be honest with you. I'm so aware of how important that is more than ever right now.
What do you attribute to that?
I think like spending time away from them, you know, and feeling really low without them. You know, I am a person who's really super independent and wants to like take the world on his own. And I caught myself kind of just like low without my team, my support system, like my friends, my family. And the amount of energy that comes from like having real friends around is insane.
How did you connect with Tiny?
He is in Miami, and I was just, I mean, I think over the last couple of years, his productions have been the most intriguing to me. They're the most, they're just very, they're very artful. They're very artistic. They remind me of other producers that I really admire. And I really wanted to connect with him. And I went into the studio. We did a bunch of kind of vibes, and he took Summer of Love from being like a pop song, I think, to something that feels like it's merging two worlds. And it sits in a world that feels familiar yet unfamiliar for me. And it's just really exciting. I mean, I was just really excited to be a part of a track that sounded that interesting and unique.
By the way, like that's the right way to describe it, because it does sound like a Shawn Mendes record, but it also doesn't at the same time. It's this beautiful mix.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, it's a mix between, I think, pop and reggaeton, and you're feeling the essence of reggaeton, but you're hearing my voice, which is creating a pop essence. And I think there's something really beautiful. And I also genuinely am such a fan of that genre of music, and I wanted to work inside of it, but in a place that felt authentic and real. And Tiny is such a kind of humble, like amazing dude. So I felt like that was the perfect way to transition. And he's just like crazy talented, honestly. One of the most talented producers I've worked with.
You said something during our last conversation, you know, genius doesn't come every day, doesn't, you know, knock every day, but you know, you said something and it stuck with me because it's true. Like, you know, you can't mm-hmm. expect yourself to be this prolific songwriting genius seven days a week.
No. I don't know how that would work out in a real sense, or even internally. You would drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
You can.
But people do. So my question to you is, like, how are you creating today? Are you setting aside time every week to write? I mean, do you feel pressure of having to release something?
Totally. I mean, I'm constantly creating. Sometimes I'm creating out of anxiety of feeling like I have to create. Sometimes I'm creating out of pure inspiration. I find that nowadays I am honestly probably struggling with searching for pure inspiration more than ever, I find, because the more I fixate on culture and the more I fixate on social media and fixate on everyone's success, I struggle with finding my voice. And I go through phases like that. And I think that's always been present in my music, because my music is very like not one-sided. I think it's all over the place, and it's a part of the journey, you know, losing your voice and finding it again and repeat.
Right now, do you feel like you've lost it?
No, I don't mean lost it. I mean, I think that sometimes you just go through lows and highs, and Summer of Love felt like a high, but that song was from a while ago, and now it's finally coming out, and I feel so proud of it. But the creative journey is daily, you know. You're constantly waking up and comparing yourself to yesterday. So I think like there's just lows and highs, and you kind of have to be really present to appreciate those high moments, because they're not always there.
You can't have the highs without the lows, right? So like, do you feel like you get better work out of creating from anxiety or inspiration?
I definitely think coming from inspiration. Anxiety has definitely created songs for me, and they haven't been enjoyable to make out of anxiety. You know, the most fun is pure inspiration. The most fun is when I'm hidden away in a cabin in upstate New York and I'm making an album. Like that's when songs that I think last forever really come.
Have you released songs made out of anxiety before?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think part of being authentic is allowing yourself to express from all sides. And that might mean expressing from anxiety at times, you know?
Where did you write Summer of Love? It doesn't sound like a song that would be written in a cabin.
No, that was in Miami. I was in Miami at Tiny Studio. And that song came from pure inspiration and also just a sense of freedom, like, and confidence. I think Tiny was so encouraging and made me feel like I could do something like this song. And you can hear it in the way I'm singing. You can hear it in the performance and even the lyrical content. It just feels very free.
You said it was almost like a pop song before Tiny completely got on it. Did you not like how it sounded as a pop song, or did you not feel like it was done?
I thought that it was amazing. I just thought it wasn't enough. Like, yeah. I thought there had to be something that was more unique to release into the world to hopefully inspire change and excitement, you know?
You talk about change, and you do have a lot of different foundations, you know? I mean, everything from, like, you have a hand in water to, like, I'm pretty sure you were doing stuff with, like, weren't you bringing music to children? Like, my knowledge on it is very loose, but you've done a lot of stuff to spark change.
No, I mean, honestly, one of the most amazing things about being in my position is being able to hire a team that can not only kind of fill me with knowledge about these issues and these causes, but also act on them, even act on them without me even having to be a part of it. And I think it's really not about, like, taking the credit as that I'm doing those things. It's about being like, no, there's a whole team behind the foundation and behind all of this work who work daily to help me achieve something and change. And I think that's another thing too, because that's an entirely different world that takes a long time to learn about.
And a lot of the questions that we were getting on Twitter when we kind of gave everybody a hint that we were talking was about, like, the change you want to make on the world. Like, people are very aware of the larger, I mean, music is a part of the larger mission, but there is something bigger and very tangible, you know, that's... I'm not saying, again, absolutely, that music is intangible, but you get what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Absolutely. And I think that it's hard to find the balance where you're achieving your greatest kind of purpose, you know? And for me, a lot of it just comes from inspiring people and kind of giving people that energy to achieve and be their greatest selves, to change the world. I think it really starts at a small level like that. But the truth is that culture and pop culture, no matter how much slack it gets, has such a loud voice and has moved mountains and is always capable of moving mountains. And it's really important for me to, one, play and have fun with culture and to respect it, but also to use it and let it be a megaphone for things that need to be heard. And I think that is really where artists have been for so long, is megaphones for important messages to be heard, and also for them to be heard in ways that are unique and that feel like they're really kind of resonating with you. And I think, like, that's the ultimate goal, you know?
100%. Can I ask an obvious question? Are you vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool to be vaccinated. Come on. You know, people know that Shawn Mendes is vaccinated. They may go get vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated.
Come do that. Do that and come to the show. Like, that's how it's going to happen.
It's kind of what you need.
It's just like, it's kind of what you need. It's the truth.
Shawn, in Summer of Love, in one of the lyrics, you say meditation and tequila calling you my senorita. Was that an intentional reference to your and Camila's song, Senorita?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That was definitely intentional. I think meditation is like a daily part of my coping mechanism, and also tequila occasionally is a big part of it. It makes a little bit of both, and I feel like I have a good thing going on over here. So, but the Senorita reference was definitely just me trying to be a little bit slick.
What is your favorite tequila?
I don't know, but I drink a lot of Don Julio 1942.
Okay.
But That just really shows you how privileged I am that I just.
I was going to say that's like a celebration bottle, but it could be a daily drinker if you know you work hard enough.
I don't daily drink 1942. I don't daily drink tequila, but I daily meditate. That's for sure.
Big fan of the Calm Collab. Bravo.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, that was a good one.
Summer of Love, by the way. Link in the description below if you want to listen to it. Final thoughts for Shawn Mendes, Daniel. What do you got?
One other lyric I wanted to ask about is when you said, "Didn't know how much I need you, hate it when I have to leave you." Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time while you guys were like quarantined or together all the time where you kind of went your separate ways? You're like, well, I kind of want her back.
Yeah,
now.
In the middle of that, she flew back to England to finish her movie.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, because we just became super, I think, codependent on each other. And it was just kind of horrible. I was in LA working and she was in London working, and like we were doing great stuff, but at the same time, like just was shitty without each other, you know? And then when she came back, we binged Game of Thrones, and that was great. That was the best moments ever.
The whole series?
Yeah. The whole series.
Holy shit. Bravo. Shawn Mendes, I really do appreciate you really always taking the time, and you know, thank you for putting music out there.
You guys more. Thank
I hope
you
we see you in person next time. This is two Zooms in a row.
Where are you guys right now? Are you in LA or New York?
We're Los Angeles.
Well, Los Angeles. But the first place we ever met was New York City. But yeah,
I was gonna say like the first time we did an interview was in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
So you never do stuff in New York anymore?
Very rare, like super rare. Yeah. I'm from New Jersey though.
Maybe we should come back to New Jersey and do something there. That'd be kind of fun.
Yo. My nails right
set
now.
Set like a mic up, and we should. What? We should just set a mic up in your childhood home and go do something there.
Sean, don't with me right now.
I'm serious. That'd be fun. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we can start in Wayne and then make our way to Toronto.
Sounds great.
Planes on me. We should do that.
All right, let's do it.
I really appreciate you doing this always. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and
always, guys.
Kiss New York City for me. Thank you.
I will. She's right here.
Oh.
You guys want to see?
Oh. Me.
Look at her.
Oh my God, I miss you so much.
Yeah.
What a cry. Have an amazing day.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Later, Sean.
Love, dude.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, beautiful human, you made it through our conversation with Shawn Mendes. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you. Please subscribe to this podcast, share it with those you care about, and let us know who we should invite on the show next at Zach Sang Show on any form of social media. Please be safe, hug your family if you can, and don't go to jail. Have an amazing day. Keep listening to music because it helps make the world go round. Peace and love.